Our text is taken this morning from the book of Proverbs, chapter 23. Proverbs chapter 23, reading verses 15 through 18. My son, if thine heart be wise, my heart shall rejoice, even mine. Yea, my reins, that is my kidneys, the inmost part of my being, in Hebrew thought, my kidneys shall rejoice when thy lips speak right things. Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. For surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. This reveals the utmost desire of a godly father for his son. A godly father who wishes his son to live in the fear of the Lord. Not to live a wicked and ungodly life, but a godly life. Because there is an end. It has been rendered certain. And if this man is godly, his expectation or hope will not be disappointed. In verses 15 and 16, we see a hopeful anticipation. In verse 17, a double admonition, first negative and then positive. And in verse 18, a certain expectation. Now, our attention is drawn to one word in the original. Ahachrim is the Hebrew word. That's the only word we will deal with this morning. It means an end. For surely there is an end. And this word can mean an end of a given time. It is used frequently of the end of life. It is also used as the end of all things. And it also refers in context and in this context to the final day of judgment. Surely there is an end. And I want to give the marginal reading in our English Bible. Surely there is an hereafter. That becomes the subject of our message this morning. Surely there is an hereafter. And this flies in the face of modern secularized society. It flies in the face of the world and life view, the philosophy of life, of the average man who is evolutionary in his thinking and believes that death is the end of all things. We gather our thoughts this morning around four questions. I will list them and then discuss them for our serious consideration. Our first question, have you seen